Yes, sir. Just hold on one moment. The Honorable Mr. David Newell will conduct your hearing and lead your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on. We'll be ready to go in just a second.
Okay.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
Would you please state your complete name and ABC number for the record?
Here, August 3rd, 2070.
Okay, sir, you're coming for a letter of the Board of Executive Clemency this morning in regards to a parole hearing. We're having some technical difficulties, so we're doing it just by telephone with no video. I'm going to introduce the members of the Board that are present today. We have the Honorable Roy Canonis, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the Board Chairman, Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Gale, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. So I'm going to go over some information, sir, and if I put out something that you think is incorrect, please let me know, and we'll talk about it and get straightened out. And then once I've gone over the basic information, I'm going to ask you to give us some information, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're 70 years old at this time, sir?
60.
60, you say?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bad math. Been a long time since I went to school.
I was born 3/29/1948.
And what was your ABC number again, sir? What was your ABC number again, just for the record?
3,270.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. If you were born in 1948, sir, that makes you 70 years old, not 60.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, because you were born before me, and I'm way past 60.
Okay.
And you're serving two concurrent life sentences for first-degree murder.
Yes.
The sentences began May 16, 1983, but the offense occurred in September 11, 1978. You've appeared before the board 29 times and have been denied parole each time. You're certified for this hearing, which is for whether to call home after your absolute discharge on May 1st, 2018. Okay, and so briefly, in September 1978, you were in a car with two people and over some a drug deal, and my understanding of the case is that you substituted something besides drugs for the gentleman that was driving the car when you sold him something. He found out and was mad, and you were going to go take care of it. But the way you took care of it is, this is girlfriend went along, and you from the back seat and shot each one of them in the head.
No, that's a lie.
Okay, well, that's the court information that we have, okay?
They're liars.
Okay, when you say they're liars, what, the way you...
I'm false arrested right now. I'm false arrested right now.
Okay, sir, so you're telling me that you did not commit this crime?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not kill him.
Okay, but you were convicted by a jury, and there was a...
There was no jury, I'm just a stupid judge.
Okay, well, all right, let me go on. From there, that's the information we have on the,
That's a bunch of lies.
Okay, sir. Why don't you go ahead and remain silent now, and we'll go over some other information, okay? All right, Mr. Robles has moderate discipline history.
I have no discipline history.
Okay, sir. If you keep interrupting...
I'll fuck you, man.
Okay, all right, well, based on that information, sir, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a very brief final statement.
Do you want to make a brief final statement? I don't think he wants to, sir. This is CO3 Frenchman.
Okay, Did you hear that public conversation, sir?
I heard his part of it.
Okay. I think our officer from DOC was with us here in the hearing room, was got the information. And
yes, this here is Senior Parole Officer Rusby with the Warrants and Hearings Unit. Please inform him that he's on report.
Okay, hang on a second, ma'am.
Okay.
He's been informed, sir, 933, I'm CO3 Farnsworth, and I'm badge number 4341.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, you wanted to see an inmate, Salgado, from Steiner Unit?
They told us he had gone out on a medical...
Well, we need to finalize this one first. We need to let's finalize this one with a motion so that we will have an official record before we go to the next one, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know when inmate Salgado is going to be returning. He went out approximately 4:30 this morning.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and complete this one, and then we'll get the rest of the information on Salgado and decide what we're going to do then. Okay, sir?
Okay. Do you want us to call back for a window?
Just stay on the phone. I'll be done. We'll be done real quickly. We just have to get on the record. But, okay, so based on all the information in the package we have today about Mr. Robles, Jose L., 18-30270, and the fact that Mr. Robles walked out on the hearing before we got very far in the discussion, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Robles' River Trail home arrest or absolute discharge. And due to the date of the crimes, we cannot do a one-year set-off. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
And the reasons would be the serious and violent offense, loss of human life. From the information we have, it's serious and deviant offense. Multiple victims, and it was possibly victim harassment. Harassment history. Poor institutional behavior, reason for disciplinary infractions. No family community support, unless there's something else, that will conclude this hearing.